It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just hurts, dude. It just hurts me. This hurts.
Little Neil Diamond will make you feel better.
Yes, but it the World Baseball Classic hurts. It hurts.
No, we're going to get to that.
It hurts.
It doesn't hurt for me because I was rooting for America. So, I mean, I saw the winning game.
There's at least six teams that are considered America.
I was rooting for the real America. We'll talk about that later. How about a little more Neil Diamond? Yeah. That's a good way to get your Monday going off, right? I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. All right. So we're going to do the Broncos for a little bit, but there's more we're going to do later on this week, I'm sure.
We'll talk more Broncos. We're going to talk more Broncos now.
Bracketology.
But we got magic. We got bracketology we got to talk to. I got Rapids. I got World Baseball Classic.
I was on board till you said Rapids. We'll talk Rapids.
Well, that's because the Rapids always knock you off your game there, Mr.
I don't
Mr.
know anything. Dancy I don't know anything about them other than they play the game of soccer.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
and they have green jerseys.
Not for a very, very long time.
Really?
Yes.
What color are they now?
Wine.
Like?
Red wine. Vino tinto.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
In fact, when I walk around in my Venezuelan jersey, Venezuelans, yeah. they have the original. They are wine. They're the vino tinto. So they are called the vino tinto when they play soccer or they play baseball. The Venezuelans are known as the vino tinto.
Okay.
But the Rapids have almost exactly the same color. So I've always thought they should be called the vino tinto or the tintito or something, you know, for the smaller wine.
Okay. Fair
enough. Vinito tinto.
I guess I should go look at their uniforms. I had no idea. I thought they were still green. Not a whole lot of movement by the Broncos in free agency. We're not going to get Tony Romo.
And
I'm okay with that.
Yes, no.
I don't think.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That has been reminding me for a long time as a Denver Bronco fan from a while long back. Do you know what Tony Romo's coming to the Broncos would remind me of? Craig Morton getting here.
Just what I was about to say.
Yeah, Craig Morton took us to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, barely. With the Orange Crest defense, with the best defense at the time.
Yeah.
Had seven interceptions in the first half. Had to be replaced by Norris Weiss.
You understand that Craig Morton got out of a hospital bed to play those games.
Like, you realize that Craig Morton couldn't throw a spiral. We used to make fun of him as elementary schoolers because we couldn't. We'd throw it with the tip. And like, oh, look, Craig Morton. I mean,
he wasn't a great quarterback, but he led that team. Neither was Peyton Manning in his last year here. He was not playing good football, but he led the team. That's the only thing I could see what...
Yeah, but Craig Morton never won a Super Bowl, so he was never going to win one.
I thought Craig Morton won a Super Bowl with Dallas when he was there. I thought he was a backup. I'd have to look that up.
No, he was... I thought they went to the Super Bowl, lost to probably the Steelers, and then Staubach came off leave, and so they trade him.
No, because you remember...
obviously not. I can't remember what I talked about yesterday.
No, now I got to look at Alex. Who won the? Thought it was Baltimore.
Yeah, he was a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, he beat him in the worst Super Bowl ever played. It was against I want to say Baltimore when Super Bowl six. They had the field goal.
Oh, that Super Bowl!
They had the field goal to win the game at the end.
What a terrible Super Bowl that was!
No, it was terrible. They had like 12 turnovers. It was an awful game.
I watch highlights. And it makes me want to.
It was like 13-10. The kicker who finally kicked the winning field goal earlier in the day was like, God, I hope they don't ask me to kick. I don't think I could make it.
Oh, my God, what a terrible Super Bowl.
It was a terrible Super Bowl.
I mean, oh, my God, that makes
sense. So he did win a Super Bowl.
Oh, barely.
But he's Super Bowl champion.
Jeez.
I think Tony Romo could bring some leadership because, honestly, I don't trust Simeon, and I don't trust – put it this way. I don't trust Simeon with C.J. Anderson. If we had a better running back, then I might trust Simeon Bolt more.
Someone like Christian McCaffrey, maybe. I'm just
saying.
I'd be right around the corner.
I'd be okay.
He likes you, and you like him.
I just think the Broncos are going for. I think they're holding out for that tight end out of Alabama.
Everyone wants a tight end, but
we need a tight end.
Yeah,
and since they're not talking to Martellus Bennett, or at least we haven't heard about it, and you know Schefter would say something about it if they were.
Didn't Bennett sign with the Packers?
Did he? I've been out all day. Did he sign with the Packers? Well, that might explain it. So we didn't even go after him. So clearly, I think the Broncos want to draft a stud tight end.
I'm with you. What was his name? Bob?
No, it's Omar.
Omar. Tight. See, this is...
Obi-Wan.
Can you bring your dang charger? I mean, we come back to this every time. It's like, I know you have...
You have a computer sitting right in front
of
you.
Yes, but I'm trying to talk. Listen.
Listen, as I you try are, to talk,
as you
too.
Can tell, Martellus Bennis is with the Packers.
As you can tell, listen, okay, as you good. Can tell, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot multitask. All right? I'm sorry. All right? I try to multitask. Okay, but if I try to type something up, then I will be asking you in about 5 seconds, what were we talking about? Right when I came to the cliffhanger, that everyone was like, oh God, no. Like, and I could hear tires screeching because I didn't that. All because you don't have the information that I could be asking you to go for. Instead, I have to type here, and then I sound like an idiot. Well, and my experience sounds like I've got a bad case of...
O.J. Howard is the tight end you're talking
O.J.
about.
O.J. Howard. Yeah, that was close. Omar.
I think Omar maybe...
It starts with an O. O.J. Howard is the guy out of Alabama that I think the Broncos are going to go get over Christian McCaffrey because I think, well, one, didn't they make, there was talk they were making a push for Danny Woodhead, and of course he signed with someone else. They're
he's
looking
got,
for that.
Do you know
it's
what
not
problem,
Omar, though.
Do you know what problem with Danny is?
It's not. What?
He's got a Woodhead and fragile legs.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of. Not a big fan of.
I'm just not a fan of 6'5 running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Nope. I'm just not.
Neither am I. And listen.
I bought the Lord of the Rings. I got the Hobbits run around doing crazy stuff. But I do not believe that they could play NFL football. And I don't believe that he could play NFL football either. I'm just saying.
He had some success if you use him right. But he's not a dependable. He's not a four down back. Here's the thought. What happens if Romo just doesn't play at all next year? Because if I'm Romo, I don't go to Houston. Houston is a joke. Houston is this close to being.
I almost
honestly
believe that John Elway. I was thinking about this coming driving in here. I honestly believe that John Elway did some hocus pocus. Say, oh, Romo this, Romo that. That forced their hand to trade
Osweiler. No, I'll tell you what. One, you've got a former Patriots coach down there, and they're never good. Like there are no good former ex-Patriots coaches, and he. Bill O'Brien is not the kind of coach that is going to mesh well with Brock Osweiler, and they hated each other. I mean, hated each other.
Yeah, I think Osweiler said today that it was a mistake that he went down there.
Yeah, well, he should have. So
if you read, can I tell just let's try a secret?
Yeah,
this is kind of a dark secret that I have.
All right,
okay. So if you had read, there was a story in Mile High Sports Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
This was this year or maybe a little bit before.
This time last year.
Yes. Written by a certain D Mac.
Yes.
Okay. Talking about the exit of
Osweiler.
And he talked about in the press conference after he was replaced in that regular season game, if there was a... There was one guy kind of badgering Osweiler.
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay.
Because I was like, listen, man, I wanted to see if he was, he had to understand that the benching wasn't about him.
No,
but he didn't. This is the thing that people don't understand about Brock Osweiler is for me is he had to know that this could happen, that it could go back and forth and it has nothing to do with you. He was playing well, but he didn't have enough maturity to understand that he wasn't getting pulled for his bad play, but he was just getting pulled for a change of pace, the way that pitchers get pulled in baseball, the way that, you know, goalies often get pulled. And that was exactly what was happening is they just need a change of pace. They needed some guy to come in there and calm him down is all they needed.
Well, and if you remember that San Diego game, actually Brock was playing well.
He was.
Everyone else was turning the ball over.
So I asked him if he felt the energy after he was, because if you're a team player and understand it's not, then you can still be pro your team.
Sure.
And he was like, and then it was like, oh my God, such terrible questions. I'm sorry, my man. I want you to be a team player.
Had Houston not come in and thrown a Brinks trunk full of money at him, I think Denver still would have kept him. And he probably would have been starting last year. But
he would have been two-time Super Bowl MVP because we had everything there for us.
Yeah.
If we had any quarterback play, anything.
Plus, we wouldn't have had to have drafted another quarterback in the first round. And I mean, a lot of things have been different. bygones are bygones. It's water under the bridge. He's with someone else now, although they may cut him. Why not bring him back?
Because this is a different offense, and that guy can go suck it, is all I have to say.
Well, we're going to have a lot more Broncos talk suck and a it! Lot more free agency. That's I mean, we got a lot of time before the draft. But next, coming up, we're going to get
suck
into
it,
some
suck
bracketology.
It.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.